Whew. Hallelujah. God is good. We have a great God. We have a God who gave us this house, who gave us this place, and gave us the opportunity to learn a little bit more about him. So, God, we have really, really a good God, and that's why I want to start with a quick prayer to God, and then we can step in the Word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you, God, that you allowed us to wake up, to come into your house, and really learn more about you. God, it's really a blessing that we have you in our lives. It's a blessing that we know that we have a Father who has the solution for all the problems we have, and that we have a God who showed us so much love in the past years, right now, and you're gonna show us even more love. So, God, I let everybody in here and everybody who's watching right now in your hand, I really beg you that we really learn more about you and we go deeper today, because I know your word is so rich. I know there's so much we can learn about it. So thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for everything you are going to do now for us. So I say in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. So let's open our Bibles in James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Now, okay, James chapter 2, verse 17. Whew, hallelujah. The Bible tells us in James chapter 2, verse 17, in the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by actions, it's dead. Whew. Let's just think about this for a second. The Bible is telling us, if it's not accompanied with by actions, our faith is dead. And I know the first time I read this, it was like, it hit me hard. Because it was like, what does that mean? Does it mean that I'm not saved anymore? Does that mean that, like, what does it mean? Because the Bible tells us in I think Paul tells us in Romans, it was Romans 3. He told us that we are saved by faith. And we have the righteousness of God through this faith. And now James is telling us, but faith without actions, that's a dead faith. What does that mean? Like, does the Bible contradict itself now, or what does it mean? Because that was the question I asked myself the first time I read this. And what I learned is, no, it doesn't. It doesn't contradict itself. Both are right at this point. You have to separate those two things. Because James is telling us, okay, that if you're really saved, okay, there you have to be, like, you have to have a little willingness to serve God, and you have to be like, you have to be obedient. Like, if God is thank you, like, because the Bible is telling us to do a lot of things, to go out there and preach the gospel and all those things, but also, nevertheless, it doesn't make us unsaved, if you understand what I mean. It just tells us that we have to do something, okay. But we are still saved. We are still saved. So, if we go two Bible verses, if we go two verses up, James explains us why it's so important that we, like, do. Like, are not just people who are saying we have faith. No, why it's important that we have to do things. We read this in James chapter 2, verse. We start in verse 15. Yeah, we start in verse 15 to 16. So, suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, it is not accompanied by actions, is dead. So, the Bible tells us, if you're just like telling people, hey, you're blessed, it's enough, you're blessed, God is gonna, you know, God is gonna help you, but you don't, like, you are not letting God use you as the help, what good is it? God wants to use us, and wants to use us as a blessing for others. And it doesn't mean that you have to do, like, 1,000 jobs in church. There are things like helping those who are in need. You know, I think four days ago, I spoke with a brother of mine from church, and we talked about, or I said, what kind of blessing, though, this project we have in Brazil right now, what kind of blessing it is. But the thing what really, really touched me is that we are doing actually something Jesus told us to do. He said we have to help those who are in need. We who have the chance or have the like the opportunities, we have to help them. And he tells us that in a lot of verses in Matthew chapter 19, Luke chapter 12, Luke chapter 14, Luke chapter chapter 18, and there are so many more. But the thing is, we all often forget that we are so blessed right now, or we often forget that we are in such a good place that I think we want to help, but we don't even understand that we have the chance, we can help. Like, I mean, we are those who are, the pastor said always, we are the most blessed generation ever. Most ever. I can't talk about it because I know how the generation before me were, but I know that I'm in a blessed generation. So that's so important that we use everything we have to help people. And we are blessed because our faith, okay, is not dependable on what we do. Like I said, we are saved even without like actions. But we see in the Old Testament that like the faith, for example, of Abraham, he was saved through another kind of faith. His faith was actually dependable of what he did. Like, God saw the moment he was willing to, like, give his son for him, and that actually made him righteous. And that actually made him, like, a friend of God, the Bible tells us. And we don't even have to do this. We just have to believe in Jesus. But don't let us like be like those who are saying, okay, you know what? I believe in Jesus. It's enough. No, let's do more. Because our actions actually are the difference between us and the world. I find it very, very funny. The Bible tells us in James 2 in verse, it was 19. It was so fun. The Bible tells us, you believe that there's one God? Good. Even the demons believe that. Now ask yourself, if you just believe in God, the Bible tells us demons to do too. So what's the difference? What's the difference if you just believe? It's the actions. It's the actions we have to do. We have to do more to help people. We have to do whatever God wants us to do. And there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things. I just gave one example, like helping those who are in need. But there are a lot of things the Bible tells us to do. There are a lot of things. And our faith, okay, should be like Jesus told us, just to give a little bit of context, in Matthew 7, he talked about false prophets and how you can see them, and that like a good tree just bears good fruit and all this. And are we not like those good trees? Are we not like those trees who are like bearing good fruits? Shouldn't we like also bear good fruits? Because we cannot do nothing. We cannot just be a tree who just stands there and does nothing. No, we have to like bear fruit. Actually, we have to do, we have to help, we have to be a positive part of the society. And I really encourage everybody who is seeing this, who is here, don't just wait, or don't just say, hey, I have faith and all this. No, just do. There are a lot of things you can do. Maybe you're not doing the same as me, or you're not doing the same as the pastors, or you're not doing same like another brother or your mom or whatever, but everything helps. And the best thing you can do is like have love for another people. Because the Bible tells us in Matthew 25, verse 40, or Jesus tells us, whatever you do to like the brothers let us read this before I get it wrong. And it was in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Let's read this. So the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of the these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. So everything we are doing for those who needs, yeah, it's like we're doing it for God. We're doing it to God. So it's a blessing. So that we have those opportunities, we cannot just look and say, hey, we have faith. No, no, actions matters. Actions are very, 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 very important in this generation. So God bless you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for everything you have done for us. I thank you for this word. I thank you that you showed us how important it is just to help, just to have love for one another, just to like help each other out, because we need each other. That's the difference between us and the world. We need you to like use us to be helpful in this generation. We cannot just watch. No, we have to do actions. I believe that you have a lot to do. You are going to do a lot with us in this generation. I know for sure that our God is the greatest God, and he's the only God. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart and say, amen.